A sudden scream from nearby brought the conversation to an abrupt end. Rick turned in time to see a spout of water vapor, or something that made a white cloud rise from the place where Dr. Miller had said the pool was located. Rick felt a chill run through him, and the short hairs on the nape of his neck bristled in a reaction older than the race of man.
"You've got to keep calm," he warned himself sternly. "Be objective. Don't miss a thing."
Scotty let out a low whistle, and Rick suddenly felt Barbie's fingers biting into his arm. For through the white rising mist, there came an officer in Union blue, and from under the broad cavalry hat brim, piercing eyes looked straight at them. Rick swallowed hard. He was vaguely aware of the terrified scurry around him as most of the picnickers departed as fast as their legs would carry them. The apparition extended hands as though in welcome to a loved one. The youthful, handsome face smiled. Rick shook his head to clear it. This couldn't be happening. The apparition was faintly blurred as though by the writhing of the mist in which he appeared, but details were clear enough. Rick could see the smile vanish suddenly and shock replace it. He could see the gauntleted hands suddenly clasped to the chest, see red spurt from between the gloved fingers. Jan Miller let out a long-drawn, soft, shuddering sound from between clenched teeth. Barbie's fingers clamped tighter on her brother's arm. Rick fought to shake off the feeling of horror and dread.
"There aren't any ghosts," he tried to tell himself. "This isn't a ghost. There are no ghosts, except that he was looking at one."